Hi, this is Ron Carr, and welcome to the podcast series Impact, the Art and Science of Significance. As a leader, do you insist that your salespeople and customer service people rely on scripts or agendas? To me, scripts lead to failure. Agendas is what leads to customer satisfaction. Let me explain. If you're reading from a script, you have no capacity for listening because all you're doing is worrying about getting the words out from that piece of paper. Agendas say that I have to do a couple of things on this call and get to a certain place, but at the end of the day, I'm going to listen to the responses so I can respond in kind and let the customer know that I'm truly listening to them. Let me give you an example. I'm on a plane from Newark to Tucson many years ago, and I'm in a very expensive ticket first class, and I'm flying to Tucson, and a call came out to the family to get together in San Diego because my uncle, who had cancer, was unfortunately in his last days. I land in Tucson, call the client. They said, "Ron, no problem. Just give us 2 hours, and you can get right on to San Diego." So I call my airline up, who I'm one of the top-tier flyers on this expensive ticket, and I said, "Look, I need to go to a family tragedy in San Diego." "Well, we don't fly from Tucson to San Diego." So that's not my point. My point is when I go home, I need some kind of bereavement fare. How can you get me home? Their answer, it's going to cost you $40 if we fly you home during the day, or we give you $200 if you put you on the red eye. I said, "Well, this is a bereavement situation." You know what she said? "You don't qualify bereavement." I said, "Why not?" "Because you were in the air when the call came in." I said, "Let me see if I get this straight. You're saying that if I stayed home and didn't go on that plane, I would have qualified because the trip didn't start yet?" She goes, "Absolutely." I said, "That's ludicrous." And her answer was, "Well, it's not as ludicrous as you trying to rewrite our fare codes. I'm one of the top flyers." I'm so steamed. Steam's coming out of my ears. I hang the phone up and I call Southwest Airlines and I said, "Look, you know, I'm in a situation. I need to go from Tucson to San Diego, I need bereavement fare." First thing she says to me is, "Mr. Carr, I'm sorry, we have no bereavement fares because we have the lowest prices. But most importantly, on behalf of Southwest Airlines, let me explain to you how sad we are that you have to travel on these trying circumstances. An airline I have no relationship with is really connecting with me." So now I figured, okay, maybe I had a rogue customer service agent on my major airline. So I called that airline back to try and get my return flight from San Diego. And guess what? I got into the same exact argument, word for word. Now fast forward, 6 months later, I'm flying to vacation, going to Hawaii, and I'm sitting next to this gorgeous woman. We're over the Pacific, just took off from LA, and I said to her, "So what do you do for a living?" And she goes, "I work for so-and-so airlines reservation, my airline." I said, "Really? Boy, do I need to talk to you." And I explained the situation. She starts laughing. I said, "Why are you laughing?" "Well, it's because you don't know what happened. The first agent just basically documented the conversation, and the second agent just basically read it off the screen." So this huge airline that I was a top flyer, were they really doing me a service by just reading lines from a screen versus being there for me like Southwest Airlines was? If you want to know what the key to connecting with your customers is, it's being in the moment with them. It's listening to what they're saying, then responding to exactly what they just said versus worrying about trying to get your script out. So throw the scripts out, have an agenda, be in the moment, and go influence people to do what you want them to do. You've been listening to Impact, the Art and Science of Significance with Ron Carr. And yes, that's spelled K-A-R-R. For more insightful ideas and information, please go to our website, roncarr.com. And please do let us know about any issues you'd like us to address in future podcasts when it comes to increasing your impact and significance. So go out there and make today a great day.